Are you looking to live the abundant life no matter what your income is? You're in the right place. This is the podcast that will teach and inspire you to live better. Whether you want to earn more, save more, or improve your relationship with money or people, it's time for the 90 Days to Abundance podcast, brought to you by SavingsAngel.com. Here's your host, the Chief Executive Angel of SavingsAngel.com, Josh Elledge.
Thank you so much, Cece, and welcome to 90 Days to Abundance. My name is Josh Elledge, and it is a pleasure to be with you on today's big show. Now, in today's show, we're going to be sharing some behind-the-scenes stuff. I'll share how my beach body challenge is going. We're going to talk about how to make Easter awesome. Easter's coming up, and I've got some great tips on how you can make the event extra special and do so at less cost. Also, I've got a bunch of deals and freebies that you're going to want to take advantage of, including free shampoo, free toothpaste, a bunch of great $1 and $2 coupons, very, very high value coupons that you can use on spring cleaning products. Also, we've got another free Lego event that you can take the kids to. We've got some free tools, 60 days free membership to warehouse clubs, and guess what? I'm going to show you how you can have your kids bowl for free all summer long. Coming up! Thank you so much if you have subscribed to the 90 Days to Abundance podcast. Now, the easiest way to do that is you can do that through iTunes and you can hit the subscribe button. And what's really great about that is that you won't miss any episodes. It'll automatically download new episodes for you when they come about. So again, you can either do that through the podcasting app on your iPhone, or you can just go into iTunes and just search for my show. If you go into the iTunes store, or if you click on podcasting and you search for the word abundance, you'll find me. You'll find me. And again, when my page comes up, make sure you look for the little gray subscribe button. If you have any questions on how to do that, you can just go to savingsangel.com/podcast and look at any show episode, and it'll have instructions on exactly how you can do that. Now, on my iPhone, the app that I love using is one called Stitcher. Stitcher is just a great app to use for podcasts. And you, again, you can find me very easily in there just by searching for the word abundance, and you'll find me. It's very, very easy in Stitcher. Just look for the little plus symbol, and that's what will allow you to add me to your favorites list. And again, every time you open that up, it'll automatically download the latest episode for you, so you never miss a single episode of 90 Days to Abundance. Now, coming up this week, we're listening to episode number 11 here. Now, episode number 12 is where I'm going to share some of the great opportunities at the grocery store you can take advantage of this week. Now, one skill that I love to teach at Savings Angel is shopping based on the calendar. And we're actually in a really great season for a number of items that you want to stock up on because it is Easter. And so there are some fantastic deals, and I'll go into those details again in show number 12, and that's coming out on Wednesday. Now, also on Wednesday, I'll talk about some of the extra special deals that you won't want to miss at stores like Walgreens, Target, CVS, Rite Aid, and some of the other national chains, and some great deals that you don't want to miss. And then also, we're going to talk about how you can make money by sharing. That's it. If you've got some extra resources, I've got some great ideas on how you can earn extra money simply by sharing some of the things that you already have. And guess what? It's just because you share doesn't mean you really have to give up anything. It's just free money that's waiting for you. And I'll share all the details on that on Wednesday's show. And again, that's show number 12. And then finally, show number 13, our Friday episode, I am going to be interviewing a good friend of mine, and she has an amazing and inspirational story about how she and her family were able to grow from a huge sum of debt and be able to get to a point in their lives where they are now being able to experience a great amount of financial ease and financial abundance. And I'll be very eager to share that story with you. Again, that's on Friday's show, show number 13. And so taking a look behind the scenes, for myself personally, as you know, I've kind of given myself a beach body challenge so that I can, let's see, I've got 2 months for sure. See, April, May 6th, June 6th. I'd say the beginning of June is kind of when I'm looking toward. And I started this about 2 weeks ago after having taken a hiatus from intense exercise and time in the gym and also really time in paying attention to how I was eating. And so I've weighed in, and guess what? Last week I weighed in and I stayed absolutely the same. Well, this week I did not stay absolutely the same. I gained a pound. Oh my gosh. But if you think I'm worried, I'm not. Did I gain a pound of fat? Please. I didn't. Okay. So what's happening right now is I've been doing some more strength training. I've kind of upped the intensity of my cardio workouts as well. That's not fat. That is just simply, and that's not unusual when you're starting an exercise program. And so if this is you and, you know, maybe you're going to get out and try some strength training, which I think is just great for anyone. It's probably one of the best activities you can do if your goal is to lose weight, is to really build up some muscle mass. And don't worry, ladies, you are not going to get beefy. It's just, that's just not how women's bodies are designed. Strength training is just absolutely fantastic for a number of reasons. And I'll bring some friends of mine in sometime that are excellent in this area, and I'd love to interview them because, again, being abundant in health is certainly part of living an abundant lifestyle. So let me tell you why the scale is really doesn't bother me. Well, number one, that's not telling the whole story. A lot of times when you begin a new workout routine and it involves strength training, well, your body's retaining more water. And again, I can't explain all of the science in it, but technically, your muscles essentially swell up. And again, if you are an expert in this field, forgive my ignorance as I try and explain it as best I can, but your muscles are retaining water while they need a little bit more protection while they rebuild. If you're causing micro tears in there, you've got soreness in your muscles. So anyway, you're just retaining more fluids. And also, you know, some people will say, well, you're gaining muscle. It's a little tough to gain muscle, but you're certainly gaining a lot of water. And of course, water ain't fat. So generally, you don't need to worry about your clothes becoming too uncomfortable. And that would, again, be the next metric. Number one, again, if I'm looking at the activities and the numbers that I really care about, especially in the first 30 days of really getting back into the swing of things, number one is my activity. I know that if you do the right activity, if you're wanting to get in better shape, if you've got the right activity, you're going to get healthier. You're going to get healthier. It's just the way that it works. If you've improved your activity, it leads to one outcome, and that is a better lifestyle. Another thing that I'm more interested in is how my clothes fit, but I can't really in 2 weeks, I really can't say that my clothes are fitting. I you know, my clothes were still fitting. You know, we talked about early warning systems. I kind of jumped on this pretty quickly. So, you know, my clothes still fit and I haven't outgrown any of my clothes. So anyway, that's fine right there. Another metric that I'm really concerned about, obviously, is just a review of what I'm eating. So I want to make sure that I'm not unconsciously eating. And apps that track what you eat are absolutely fantastic. I use an app on my phone called Lose It, and I'm tracking everything that I eat, and it's helping me, again, be more aware of the nutrients, the elements of what is in my diet. And again, I care more about that than what the scale says after 2 weeks of activity. Next, the next metric I'm concerned about is how I feel. Now, I will say, of all the metrics, this one, and again, it may be more psychological than physiological at this point, but psychologically, I feel great. And gosh, you know, if you can get some endorphins going, and if you can get some just confidence going by accomplishing something great physically, I absolutely love that feeling. And I know that if you've experienced that, you love that feeling as well. And then finally, the last two metrics that I'm more concerned about than the scale at this point is how I look in the mirror. Look fine. again, you know, my early warning, I wasn't going to let myself get too off track. But again, if you're not satisfied with what the scale is saying, but you look in the mirror and you're like, hey, I'm starting to notice something, or you get, you know, maybe your spouse or significant other, your loved ones, you know, they notice something, that's what we're more concerned about. We're not really concerned about the Earth's gravitational pull on our physical bodies. We want composition changes, not necessarily weight changes. But and then finally, the last metric that I'm more concerned about than my weight is how I perform. And this is the thing that I find to be fascinating, because there was a number of years ago that I used to never run. And my goal was to run a long distance, and I set a goal to run a marathon. And so, you know, there was a goal of running to the back gate and back, and that's 4.5 miles. And that was my goal, to one day be able to run all the way there and all the way back without stopping. And it didn't happen right away. It took me a little while, and I would start off, you know, I'd run as far as I could, and I'd have to walk for a while, and that's fine, totally cool. But your body and my body, it's amazing how it has the ability to adapt. And if you, you know, would like to set a goal of running a 5K or a 10K, you'll be amazed that if you just get out and do the activity, your body will allow you to improve in increments. And that just feels so good when you can set a goal of one day, I'm going to run around the block, you know, 5 times. And maybe you can only do it one time, but you keep at it. I tell you, when I go out and run and I see other runners, the runners that inspire me the most are the runners who you can tell are very new. And, you know, maybe physically, you could tell that they're like I was when they were moving around a little bit more body mass. When I see someone who is where I was, my heart it just radiates. And I send love to that person, because I absolutely honor that person who takes that challenge when it's physically painful to run, but yet they do it anyway. And I say physically painful, not in an injury sense, but in a, oh my gosh, this stinks kind of sense. So if that's you and you're going out and doing something physically challenging, I absolutely honor you for taking that on. A couple of other, well, one other thing behind the scenes going on is you're going to see some changes. I've been, you know, doing a lot of, I would say, both soul searching, as in, what is it that my vision is, my goal, my dream, what is it that I want to create? And I really want to inspire, serve, and connect with millions of people. I mean, that's why I'm on the earth. That is my personal mission statement. So I took a look at some of the videos that were on the site. And I will say the one that I dislike the most, you can look at it right now, it's not going to be there long, but it's the one that talks about enlightened shopping. You know, it's a quick little flashy, you know, 60-second video. You know, it just, I think, is just so far off from my heart. you know, and I heard something that somebody had shared in terms of, you know, when you're trying to, you know, educate people on your product or service, and if you're in business, this is a great lesson. Your customers, they're really not going to remember the features. They're really not. From one product to another, they just don't care. You know, but what they will remember is they will remember stories. And I have such a, I think is an incredible story in Enlightened Shopping. My dear wife and I actually shot some video this weekend where I kind of tell my story a little bit more. And I kind of explain what I did in the early days and what my wife had to do in the early days. And I think that that's important. And I think that that's authentic. That's who I want to become. If I'm going to continue to grow Savings Angel, I'm going to do it with authenticity, and I'm going to do it in a way where hopefully those taking a look at what I do can feel the heart, feel my heart, and feel exactly what it is how I want to best be of service to them. And so that's kind of the behind the scenes part of this podcast. Thank you so much for letting me share those experiences with you. And so with that, let's get to our next segment, and let me give you some great tips on how you can enjoy Easter just a little bit more. All right, Easter is nearly upon us, and finding goodies to stuff your basket is pretty easy. Tempting candy, bright plastic eggs, and adorable stuffed creatures are abound. But with so many choices, you can end up overflowing your baskets and emptying your wallet without gaining anything important. So here are some tips to help cut through the excess and enjoy a more meaningful and enjoyable Easter. Here's tip number one. Buy quality. Don't waste your money on cheap toys, stuffed animals, and trinkets that fall apart quickly. Well-made goods cost a bit more, but will be enjoyed much longer, ultimately making them the better buy. Tip number two, forget quantity and focus on the receiver. Overabundance diminishes appreciation for individual pieces. Only spend your money on gifts the receiver will truly enjoy, use, and remember. Tip number three, choose taste. When it comes to candy, only put your money where you want to put your mouth. No matter how cheap it is, money spent on treats no one will eat or is just really yucky. It's just wasted money. Tip number four, stretch the fun. Make an egg or clue hunt instead of everything already being in a basket. In a clue hunt, each clue leads to another clue until ultimately the prize is found. Now, I don't know about your kids, but I know my kids, and my kids would absolutely love this if the Easter Bunny did this for them, as opposed to, well, here's the basket. They love the game of it. And if you remember when you were a kid too, I remember waking up at 6 a.m., grabbing a flashlight because I couldn't turn on all the lights because I'd wake up people. But taking the flashlight, the sun hadn't come out yet, but I was so excited for the hunt. I don't know if I was super excited for the candy or the little toys or whatever, but I loved the experience of Easter. So some other ideas with this is you can even attach clues to small gifts that eventually lead to a bigger gift. Be creative. Best of all, this fun is great indoors or out. Of course, unless your kids are like how I used to be, you don't want them going outside at 5 or 6 in the morning, probably. Tip number five, skip the plastic grass. Can we please all agree on this? Unless you're really in love with plastic Easter grass, don't bother. It's usually more of a nuisance than a joy. Plastic grass tends to stick to everything, and you'll find it all over the house for months to come. Please save your money for something better. Tip number six, Ignore the egg kits. You probably already have all you need to make beautiful dyed eggs. Now, eggs can be colored with a simple mixture of food coloring, vinegar, and room temperature water. If you want embellishments, just look around the house for stickers, bits of ribbon, even leftover craft supplies. And finally, tip number 7, slow down. For many families, Easter is about much more than colored eggs and chocolate bunnies. If your family is one of them, take time this Easter to worry less about perfect outfits and more about the people inside them. Celebrate love, and then eat the ears off the big chocolate bunny. So let me share with you some great deals and freebies that you don't want to miss this week. I love getting free stuff, and I hope you do too, because it's so easy. It's so easy. And again, folks that are manufacturers, retailers that are making these free things available, they want you to take advantage of them. And if you can rely on somebody like my team and I, we'll find all the really good free stuff. So you can just log in, follow us on Twitter, you can follow us on our blog, and we will always point out all of the best freebies that we can find. So the first one you don't want to miss is if you fill out a short form, you can request a free sample of Matrix Biolage shampoo and conditioner. Now, this is the stuff that if you go to the Cut and Corral or wherever you Cut and Corral. All right. If anybody could tell me what movie that's from, I will send you my chocolate Easter bunny. Anyway, if you get your hair cut at the Cut and Corral, wherever you get it, that's usually the stuff that they try and sell you. Anyway, this week you can get your shampoo and conditioner from Matrix Biolage for free. The next deal or freebie that you don't want to miss is I'd recommend you join the Kmart Birthday Club. If you do, yes, Kmarts are still around, but if you'll join the Kmart Birthday Club, boy, they're not around like when I was a kid. Man, I remember blue light specials. I remember we would go to the Kmart all the time. And I remember as a kid, you know, that blue light special would come on. And man, I tell you, if I didn't get my, you know, tug at my mom's arm, "Mom, we have to go to the blue light special and see what it is." Anyway, with the Kmart Birthday Club, you can get a free $5 birthday bucks every year. Again, this is for each of your kids. You get a birthday fun pack with surprise goodies, and you get themed party packages. Well, that's all right. Next, Arm & Hammer has a new whitening toothpaste, and they will send you a sample just for asking. Fill out the form that we have listed at savingsangel.com, and you just look for the red button that says Deals and Freebies, either along the side or at the very, very bottom, and you can request your free sample of Arm & Hammer Truly Radiant Toothpaste. Not just radiant. Truly radiant. Now, you'll need to respond to an email to verify your request, and then guess what? You got your free toothpaste. The next offer I think is pretty cool is you can turn something you don't want into something you really do want with a website called Listia. So here's how it works. Number one, declutter. You sell all the stuff that you don't use, from DVDs to clothing to toys, and you can do it for free. Listia doesn't cost you anything. Number two, you earn credits. So you'll rack up credits when others win your auction listing. So it's a little like eBay, but there's kind of some cool little aspects to this. And number three, you reward yourself. You discover and get stuff you'll love from other members or the Listia reward store. So now when you sign up at Listia, they start you off with 500 credits. We found a link that will actually give you 1,000 credits. Now, to get that link, again, just go to Savings Angel and then look for the red Deals and Freebies button and look for the article that we wrote about Listia. Or you can also just go to the podcast area and look for the show notes for episode number 11, and you can get the 1,000 credits as opposed to the 500. Next, I would want to make sure that you don't miss some of these great coupons. If you're going to be buying any spring cleaning supplies, and I strongly urge you to load up your shelves with cleaning supplies over the next few weeks, because this is the one time a year I stock up for the entire year. And the reason why is right now I'm looking at a list of coupons, and they range anywhere from, there's a few that are like 55 cents. Most of them are a dollar or more. And if you're using high value coupons, you know, if someone put a $2 coupon in your hand and said, there you go, and you can get that for 75% off, well, that wouldn't be offensive, would it? Well, at least take a look at the coupons that are available. And again, in the show notes for episode number 11, I've got a link directly to this list of $1 and $2 coupons that you want to make sure to take advantage of. And it's a huge list of different cleaning supplies that I can tell you, with the coupon, it's going to be a great, it's good, it's going to be a good deal. But if you use that coupon when these products go on sale, and they will in the over the next couple of weeks, you're going to get yourself a great deal. If you missed it last time, the popular Lego and Toys R Us building event is back again. Kids 5 and up get to build an Emmett's car or Emmett's awesome flying machine from the Lego movie on April 12th, 2014. So put that in your calendar. Again, April 12th, 2014, obviously. Like I'm going to be teasing. Well, in the year 2017, make sure. Yeah, no, it's this April 12th. And it's going to be from 12 to 2 p.m. It's at all Toys R Us locations. Now, the event materials are going to be available while supplies last, and they're available only to participating children. So you got to participate in a little game there. And it's one building kit per child, but it's free. The next deal that I think is pretty cool is if you have a Harbor Freight Tools in your town, they're giving away 3 free gifts valued at $17. Plus, again, this is one of those events where they have just tons of coupons. It's worth taking a look at. But this is what they're giving away in the month of April. You can get a pair of multi-purpose scissors. You can get an LED mini flashlight. Easter basket. I'm just saying, what kid wouldn't want an LED mini flashlight? And also a 25 foot tape measure for free with the coupons that are listed in their ad and on their website. Of course, we've got a link to that. Now, if you don't need these tools, you can gift them to somebody else. Or again, Easter basket. That's just an idea. Next, if you've got a BJ's Wholesale in your town, you can have a free 60-day membership. Now, the club also takes manufacturers' coupons. So for warehouse clubs, you know, Sam's Club, Costco, they don't really take coupons that I know of. And so I'm not generally a big fan of them. BJ's will take manufacturers' coupons, so there is an opportunity to combine for some good savings. Now, there's no surcharge at the checkout with this offer. All you have to do is print the pass, and you could take it to the service desk to activate your trial before you begin shopping. Now, this offer is good until July 6th, 2014. So again, if you have a BJ's in your town, you know, and you've considered going, at least go get this free 60-day membership so you can take advantage of it. It's free. And then finally, when the kids are out of school for the summer, keeping them busy can be a challenge. Now, here's an offer you'll want to check out. Now, select bowling centers across the U.S. will be participating in the Kids Bowl Free program this summer. Now, this is a super summer activity for kids and families. Now, kids can register to receive 2 free games of bowling, get this, every day. That's right. 2 free games of bowling each day. Now, to find a location near you, go to our website, savingsangel.com, click on the deals and freebies button, and you'll see it there. You can search for bowling on our site, or again, go to the podcast section and click on the show notes for episode number 11. Now, some centers are opening this program as early as April. So you might want to take advantage of this early, get all of the information, find out which bowling centers in your area are participating. And, you know, I know a lot of moms and dads are interested in making sure that they have good activities lined up for the summer. This is a great one. At two games, could you imagine how good your kids could get if they bowled twice a day throughout the entire summer? They'd be bowling 200-300 by the end of the summer. I don't know. That's a lot of free bowling. So thank you so much for spending your time with me today. Don't forget, Wednesday is going to be episode number 12, and I'm going to be sharing some great tips on how to take advantage of all of the great deals you're going to find at the grocery store this week. And then I'll share some specific deals that you'll also want to take advantage of at the national chains. And then also, I'm going to be sharing with you how you can make money by sharing. And then, of course, episode 13 on Friday. Well, that's going to be the episode where I bring my good friend in, and she's going to tell her story about how she and her family were able to kind of walk their own path to abundance, and how they climbed out of what seemed like an endless amount of debt. But I promise it'll be a very inspiring story, so you'll want to make sure to listen to that. And with that, my friends, thank you so much for spending this time with me. If you enjoyed this program, make sure that you have subscribed in either the podcast app in iTunes or in the Stitcher app. You click that little plus symbol and you will be a podcast subscriber. And I promise to work very hard for you to deliver the best content each and every week, 3 times a week. Thank you so much. Have a great day and live abundantly. That if you go to the Cutting Corral or wherever you Cutting Corral.